Yeah, everyone has a copy of what I gave you. Yeah, okay, this is. Okay. At least the original. Okay, this is a. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll try to go through parts of Haggadah. Now, I just wanted to do a meta issue, and that is the following. The question that the Rishonim ask, and the very interesting answers that are given, each answer could be analyzed. So some very nice marmakomos that relate to this. Yeah, Abu Dram is one of the famous Rishonim that comments on the Siddur, on Nusach HaBrachos, on Siddur. He's quoted often by the Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim, also in Yerodea, whatever the mitzvah might be, the bracha might be. So the Abu Dram and other Rishonim ask a very simple question. And very sodistic a question. We know that generally mitzvahs that we perform, especially mitzvahs d'oraisa, even mitzvahs rabbanan, warrant a birchas mitzvah. We eat matzah, we make a bracha al achilas matzah. We do mitzvahs d'rabbanan, b'dikas chametz, we make a nusach al birchametz, shekidshanu b'mitzvosav, yachanukah, make a megillah. And yet, sometimes we have mitzvahs that we don't find brachas on, and the question is, why not? And there's many different Rishonim that discuss this issue, Tshuva HaRashba. So, we have a mitzvah, Leil Pesach, the Gato Levincha, mitzvah Del Raisa, called Sipur Yitzias Mitzray. And the question is, why don't we find a nusach of a birchas mitzvah? You might find Hinimuch and a Mezuman in your Haggadah, depending on the Haggadah that you have. Okay, very nice. That's also nice to frame your, to have a nice mindset. But Lamaisa, that's Iker, a Hidur of some kind. But Birchas HaMitzvah is a natural thing that you find. Before you do a mitzvah, you make a Birchas HaMitzvah. So why don't we find Asher Kidshanu Mitzvos HaVitzibanu L'Saper B'Tzias Mitzvah? Okay. Let's look at Abu Dram, and then we'll try to see the notes on the bottom and see how he brings other Rishonim and how he's Masbir. Okay, so we'll start from Umascha Bagada. So he brings this Kasha. Lama im Mevarchin al Kriyasa. Kimosh im Mevarchin al Kriyas Megillah. Vahlo mitzvah sasehi. Shenem v'gatru v'nacha bayimor. Now it's interesting, the already to Medayik, what is the example that he brings when he sets up the kasha? Why is he picks one example, Kriyas HaMegillah. Like, could you not pick on the Tilas Lulav, Al Achilas Matzah? What do you think he had in mind, this particular example? Both are recitations. It's a mikra Megillah. No, and here it's the Igato Vincha, Mitzvah of Sipur, Lagid, the story. So there should be a Shekid Shana, Al Mikra Megillah, Al Hagadas, or Al Sipur, whatever, pick the Lashon. But that which you're reading, you're talking about the Haggadah, you're talking about, why not a Brichas HaMitzvah? V'tiretz. Ki b'masha omer, v'tchila, v'kiddush, zeche letzias mitzvayim yatz. Oh, interesting teretz. You mentioned zeche letzias mitzvayim in kiddush. Kiddush is a bracha of kiddush. By mentioning Zeichet Yis Mitzrayim, and you're saying Kiddush, that fulfills your mitzvah, your bracha. That counts for your bracha of Zeichet Yis Mitzrayim. Pshat exactly. What does that mean? Another answer. V'arashba kasav tamachir. She'ein levarech al kriyasa, v'pnei she'i mitzvah she'ein lo kitzvah yadua. There's no set limit to how much, how little, how much you're going to be misaper. V'afil b'dibur be'alma, she'idaber be'inyan tzias mitzvayim yotza. Even a small recitation, a very limited one, you don't say, elo, kol amar is a mishubach. So let's understand that. So what is he saying? A bracha makes sense if you have a specific, defined way to say the mitzvah is X. Here, what does he say? Ingo kitzvah yadua. Interesting cloud. What's the basis? What's the svar behind it? Okay, yotze v'dibur alma. Okay, fine. So make the bracha, and yotze with the dibur b'alma, and then you want to say more, you say more. But both of these svaras need to be elucidated, right? Okay, so let's see how the beer on the bottom, he has a lot to add here, okay? So this svara, he says the kobo, one of the Rishonim is the kobo, is anonymous. says something similar that he's quoting from Abraham says. In Mevarach al Gada Fishein El Sipur Dvarim. Right, one is number one in the Abadram. The Yesh Nosim Tamachef, which is also mitzvah she'en lo kitzvah shafil b'dir ba'alma b'sibit thayim yodzin al shakar ma'av mishubach. The Orchas Chaim is almost always similar to the Kobo, kimad lo, mil b'mila. Okay. Now, he right away points out, what's the first reason? It's only sipa devarim. So what? What does it mean? What's pshat? So what? Sipa devarim. What is his first... I'm sorry, the first reason is it's not what the Abadram. Abadram said, you had it in Kiddush. What's his first reason? It's only Sipur Dvarim, so what? So let's see if, I don't know, let's see if you can think of a Svar. It's only Sipur Dvarim, so there's no mitzvah Sipur Dvarim. How would you be masked with that first reason? He's going to say a very interesting Svar, but what would you say? We have the reason of Yoyotsu with Kiddush. You have the reason it's English Kitzva, and now we have this idea, it's Sipur Dvarim. So it's a Sipur Dvarim. So there's no mitzvah, there's no Dvichas, a mitzvah on Sipur Dvarim, why not? No, so let's take a look. He says something, we could say it a little different way, but he says it a certain way. Ula Yeshulama. The Sipur is to a child. Kadesha Sipur Yishrash Belev Habein. For the Sipur to be ingrained, that the child takes it in and is inspired, Sarach Lesapra Dvar Bitsura Sipur. You have to tell it like you're telling a story. Kimosha Misapim Sipur Makor Sayamim Shahayu, like you're telling a story once upon a time, and so on. Vahainu Shayagish Shematarsa Sipur Hulodia Lubenas Mashahaya. You should feel like you're telling a story. I'm just doing a mitzvah. I would just add it in my own way. I would say this. There's a spontaneity to it. Sipur Yishrash is not a right formula. Of course, you could put your heart and your soul and your emotions into Yivarecha. But Lamaisa, Yivarecha, that's what you're doing. You're doing the mitzvah of saying those words. That's a mitzvah of Sipur, of saying words, of Kriya Samagillah. Here, the Indian is, there's halacha b'peh. The Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, we had it the other day, to tell it over. But it's really the experience. It's the experience of giving over. It's not the formal. Yeah, there may be details in what you have to say, becoming all your omer, the parts, but to say a brachas a mitzvah is to take away from the whole spontaneity of it. There has to be a feeling of a spontaneity. And the more that you define it as such, put it into a box, it detracts from the chefs of the mitzvah itself. He says it the way he does it. He says it wouldn't have the same impact on the child, even if you don't say it that way. But it's the experience itself. The experience has to transcend the normal trappings of a bracha, of the formality of it. It's put within the context of the Seder, with the mitzvahs of the Seder, and it is a mitzvah. But the more that you define it as hini muchan asher kidshanu b'mitzvosav, it loses the essence of what it's supposed to be. Okay. V'chein kasav aprichadash. Now, this answer that he does give is the answer that it's yotze with kiddush. That's what the prichadash says. B'tzias mitzvayim shekviniska b'kiddush yotze di chavasa. The Prima Gadim in Psicha Kolelos to Arachayim Hilchas Kriyashma Umin HaTorah Ki Amar Hashem Hotzianu Mimitzvayim Yatsa. Now what's the bare minimum? The Rishonim say B'dibur B'alma. What's that Dibur have to be? It's interesting how the Rishonim are saying you can be Yotza B'dibur B'alma, and here we have Rabbi Gamliel HaYomer, you have to be talk about Pesach Matzah Mor Yosef Yechovasa, and we have Mitchilah of Divrei. We have Maschad Nusay B'Shevach. The answer is according to these Rishonim, all that is all an aspect of the Kiyum to enhance the Kiyum. But Lamaisa bare bones Dibur B'Alma Yatzah. Rishonim are saying, but what does a Dibur have to be? Yatzanu Mitzrayim. Hashem Hotzianu Mitzrayim. Hashem Hotziyah Mitzvah. Not just that there was Yetzias Mitzvah. What does that mean? It's at least a story. Something of a story. It's the story in a nutshell. Hashem took us out of Mitzvah. Short of that, you haven't even done the Dibur. The Dibur has to be Hashem took us out of Mitzvah. That's the Prima Gadim. Based on this, the Prima Gadim, you know, Kiddur Rav Chaim used to say that the Zechira and Sipur are different. It's this one of the things Rav Chaim used to say, famously quoted, is that Zechira is just a Haskara B'Alma. Sipur is Barachava at length. L'chor is to go, it's against these Rishonim. You should know that. Rav Chaim, you can hear this Rav Chaim, if you haven't heard it already, you'll hear it again and again. It's good. But Lamaisa, these Rishonim are saying differently. Rishonim are saying that you can be Yotzei with Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, that's part of Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, because the whole Kiddush is that way. Because the Kasa Prima Gadim, that you can't say, this is what Rav Chaim used to say, right? Shachil ben mitzvah zechira b'chol layla, mitzvah shel b'leil Pesach, shel b'leil Pesach, ha-mitzvah l'sapi ba'orech. Devadi nisach ha-gadah kol devi chazal, min ha-Torah, ki omar Hashem otzim mitzvah yotza. Okay, this is not what people usually like to quote. But l'maisa, that's what the Prima Gadim says. Okay, the next point. Why is he called the example Kriyas Megillah? So, you guys pointed out because it's a Sipur, it's a Kriya. He wants to say it's Lafuke the Kobo. What Kobo says, you don't make a bracha because it's only Sipur Dvarim. No, Kriyas Megillah is also Sipur Dvarim. Okay, the way that we explained it, it's not a Kasha. That's not the same thing. Okay, what does he say? The Masha Omar, the Kiddush, Zeruthi Yisayim Yotza. He has an interesting diuk. Why you say Kiddush? When else did he say it before? Before Kiddush, for Leil Pesach. What? In Davening. Where in Davening? In Kriyashma. And where else? In the Baruch of Emes Ramuna. Right. So why does he have to talk about Kiddush? Go back. Go back to the Ma'ariv. So the mice also. When else do you say it in Shmon Esrei itself? When do you say in Shmon Esrei? Ata v'chatan mekalam nanat matite l'Hashem alkeinu bi'ava and so on. We're going to say Shabbos Hasimnucha, but Yom Chag Haratzos Hazeh, Zman Cheres Mekodesh. So what do you have to say? You yod say with Kiddush, your mitzvah, your bracha of Sipur. Say yod say with the bracha of Shmon Esrei, or say yod say with the askar of
the woman.
What? See, I thought, that was, what's the pshat in the Teretz? Is it because you said the bracha, and you said that's your bracha? Or you mean because you're yotzi the mitzvah, it's too late to make the bracha, it's after you did the mitzvah. See, I thought that the pshat in the Teretz is that you have a bracha of Kiddush, and you say zech yotzi mitzvah, so that becomes the bracha of sipit yotzi mitzvah. If that's the case, then you couldn't ask a kasha from Kriyashma. Because Kriyashma wasn't part of a bracha. You mentioned Yis Mitzrayim. But you haven't had the bracha of Sipur. So the bracha for the Sipur becomes the Kiddush. Now from Shmon Esrei, maybe you could ask. Because it's a bracha of Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. And you say, maybe that could have been a kasha. But it could be that he's learning pshat, that the Teretz is something else. Once you do a mitzvah, you can't make the bracha anymore. The Shaila. Machokas, the Rambam, and others shown in them. But let's assume like the Rambam. Once you did the mitzvah, it's too late. Over Lesi Yasan, after that, it's too late. So if you say you already yotzei a mitzvah with the original Zechira, then that's why you can't make the bracha later. You already were mekayim the mitzvah on bare bones. If that were the pshat, then you could have said even from the Kriyashma. So he wants to say, before, interesting things, is because the halacha, you might say, you need to have b'shoshem ish matzamar menachem ufanacha. You don't have that until you get to the Seder. But b'chara, does it mean you really have to have the matzah mar menachem ufanacha? How do you touch the words of the Haggadah? B'shoshi ish matzah mar. You have to have it there, or it has to be the zman that is a chiyuv matzah mar, which means the night of Pesach. So if it's davening ma'ariv, it's already after Sefer Kochavim, so it's the zman of matzah mar menachem ufanacha, so you have the mitzvah, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. But then you could argue that in the time of the Rishonim, they could have davened ma'ariv earlier. You have to wait to start the Seder to Sefer Kochavim, right? For the mitzvah halayla, and perhaps even for abakosos, the kiddush as well. So, as far as the yaskaras yitzis mitzvahim of before that, for all you know, is in Bodyom. So if it's Bo'od Yom, you're not Mekayim Sipei Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So therefore, the only thing you could point to is the Zecher Tzitzis of Kiddush. Okay, but the Emes says you have to know what the Pshat of the Teretz was. Is it because you were already Yotzei already, so it's too late to make a Bracha? Or is it what I was saying, that the Bracha itself of Kiddush becomes the Bracha of Sipei Tzitzis Mitzrayim? What's the other answer that he brings, the Rashba's answer? That Ingo Kitzvah. So first of all, if the Rashba gives that answer, he doesn't. He means he's not mentioning the other answer. Mashba del Rashba and Yotzev Mesha Amish Kizichet Mitzvah. You have to say B'derach Sipur, but in Kitzvah Sipur. Now here he brings what I mentioned before, that many Achronim hold, not like we just have over here, the Rifter Rashba, but Leil Pesach HaMitzvah L'Saper Hu Sipur Malia Kol Ma She'ira Mitchilo V'Atzof. Yeah, so therefore this answer doesn't work. So now we have to come back to the question, why can't we have a mitzvah, a birchas a mitzvah, sivitzis mitzvah? If we don't accept these answers, no, Achronim give other answers. So the Nesivis wrote a pirush, Yoni was learning it, Maisa Nisim. It's a very beautiful pirush in Agada, Maisa Nisim. So the Nesivis writes in Maisa Nisim the following answer, same kasha, the Rishonim. Ki eno bedin l'sakin bracha al bracha. Wasn't there an example of a mitzvah that's a bracha itself? Yeah. Halal. Yeah, Torah, which is going to the Rabban. What else?
Halal.
Halal is Kriya. Make a bracha because it's a halal. No, but the mitzvah is a bracha. Birchas HaMazon. Has anyone imagined making a birchas a mitzvah before we say birchas HaMazon? Chad mitzvot ha-barachta. Asher kitshar mitzvot sabit sivarno levarech al HaMazon. Baruch at Hashem. Hazan sam kol tzvah b'chem chesed lachem. We don't do that. We don't have a birchas ha-mitzvah for birchas ha-mazon. Now, it's interesting. Now we're asking Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So the Nesiva says, he compares it. He quotes it, Eino b'din l'sakin bracha al bracha. The birchas ha-mazon is d'oraisa. V'lo tiknu l'varech asher kitshon mitzvot sivitzvanu l'varech al ha-mazon. So why not? So he wants to compare, now that's a bracha. This is not a bracha, it's a Sipur. But he wants to compare the two. So what's the pshat? Why don't you make a brichas mitzvah and brichas hamazon? Says the Nesivis, because since you mevarach Hashem in the guf mitzvah, if the guf mitzvah is to mevarach al hamazon, you don't need a brichas mitzvah on the mitzvah to mevarach Hashem al hamazon. You mevarach Hashem in the mitzvah itself. It's born keachad. The brichas hamazon is itself the shevach to Hashem. So in a medin l'sakin bracha al bracha. Says the Nesivis, "Mitamza lo tiknu gam ken kan. Kfar tiknu bracha guf ha-geula. Asher ga'olanu. Bracha is bracha and the geula. So therefore, there's no need to have a bracha on the bracha because there's already a bracha on the geula that's later on. Okay, let's pause. Okay, I figured now we know the